On your radio.
On your phone.
Online.
And here.
Play KMFM
from KM Media Group.
With news you can trust.
News for Kent at 1. Ollie for Kemp. Bosses at a hospital in Gillingham say they won't put up with patients and relatives abusing their staff. There's now a zero-tolerance approach at Medway Maritime, where workers have been targeted either physically or verbally 1,800 times over the last 3 years. Karen McIntyre's a director of nursing at the hospital.
If we don't look after our staff, they're not going to be able to deliver the care that we want to our patients and our community. So it is saying to people, we just want you to recognise that our staff should not be tolerated in a manner that is not acceptable. It will also do well for staff because they will see that we're actually taking some of their concerns seriously.
She also told KMFM what type of things they're seeing.
We do sometimes get some physical abuse as well, but the majority of it is verbal, and I think staff find that particularly difficult because we would all want to be treated in a manner that is respectful, and that should be both how we treat our patients and how our staff are actually treated as well.
To find out more about the campaign, search for KMFM News on Facebook and Twitter to watch KMTV's report.
KMFM.
KMFM News.
10 people have been arrested on suspicion of murder after a police officer was killed while responding to a reported burglary in Berkshire. The Thames Valley Police Force says PC Andrew Harper died following a serious incident at around 11:30 p.m. last night. They say it happened near the A4 Bath Road between Reading and Newbury. Home Secretary Priti Patel has tweeted that her thoughts are with the officer's family. A teenager has been arrested by police cracking down on people riding motorbikes antisocially in a village near Tunbridge. The 16-year-old's being questioned on suspicion of theft after police had complaints from people living near Hadlow. It's been revealed political parties are showing highly charged ads to teenagers online. Research by Sky News found more than 200 were displayed on Facebook and Instagram to 13 to 17-year-olds. One ad by Labour claiming voting for the party was the only way to stop the far right from winning. Children's Commissioner for England, Anne Longfield, doesn't think it's right.
I have no problem in children receiving information about politics in generally and indeed about political parties. But if it is going to really target children, and it is going to do so in a really quite a biased and extreme way, then I think that's irresponsible.
Labour says its online ads are only targeted at adults. KMFM's been told 5 people arrested after a car crashed into a ditch when a stinger was used to stop it are being held on suspicion of burglary. Police had tried to get the car to pull over on Sissinghurst Road in Biddenden just before midnight. They then chased it before using the device to burst its tyres in the Staplehurst area. No one was injured when it came off the road.
KMFM News.
A woman's due to be sentenced later for killing her 23-month-old twins in Margate on Boxing Day. Jake and Chloe were found in their beds at their homes in Castle Drive. 38-year-old Samantha Ford's admitting manslaughter by reason of diminished responsibility. The National Grid has until the end of today to submit an interim report into that huge power cut that hit parts of Kent a week ago. Nearly a million homes, including some in Chatham and Gillingham, were affected, and rail commuters faced huge delays when 2 separate power generators failed for around an hour. Kwasi Kwarteng is the business and energy minister. He's apologised for what's happened and admits it was unacceptable.
I don't think that we should have to go through that again, and it's part of my job to find out firstly what happened, and secondly to make sure that if it does happen we have enough resilience in the system not to have the knock-on effects that we saw last week.
A final report's due next month. Part of the M20 is going to be closed all weekend. Highways England says it'll shut between junctions 9 and 11 for Ashford and Hythe from 8 tonight and 6 on Monday morning. It's so improvements can be made to the central reservation safety barrier. They'll also be getting ready to demolish Highfield Road as part of work on the new Junction 10A. And a sitting-born mum is launching a new TV series for children with hearing difficulties. Come Sign With Me makes its debut tomorrow on KMTV, the channel's first fully signed and dedicated children's programme. Becky Briner will be presenting it, and becoming a hit online with her British Sign Language cover of This Is Me from The Greatest Showman. The 37-year-old's campaigning for sign language to be taught in schools. She says she never expected to have her own show.
Everybody's still into it and still wanting to learn, and it's just amazing that both communities, hearing and deaf, are so up for change. Yeah, so I'm a one-man band trying to change the world.
The first episode airs at 2:15 tomorrow afternoon.
KMFM Sport.
With dinoplumbingkent.co.uk, your local plumbing and heating experts.
It's been a good morning for England's cricketers on day 3 of the second Ashes test at Lord's. They've taken 3 Australian wickets. However, danger man Steve Smith is now at the crease for the tourists. A few moments ago, Australia was 74 for 6. That's the latest. Next update at 2.